Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, Dusty, I have something that I want to throw out there.
What you got?
I'm taking my hot routes. I want you out here. I want all the better yous out there that are listening. I want Buck to listen in on this. Okay.
Yes.
We have in college football great rivalries, don't we? We're talking about rivalries. We're talking about things that make great rivalries, like the Red River
Shootout.
Showdown.
Rivalry.
Never change.
The Civil War.
Mexican standoff.
The Civil War, right?
Okay, yeah, we had Civil War.
The Apple Cup.
Uh-huh.
What's other good ones in college football?
The Iron Big Game. Bowl.
Iron Bowl.
The Game.
The Game.
The Big Game.
We have all those things. You know what we don't have for this rivalry?
A
name. So I've come up with my thought of what a name is. Here is my name.
This.
And so I want you to text in or talk about what do you think the best name is. I have a long, it's kind of a long one, but I've been thinking about this for a while because I saw a couple tweets and I was like, man, what's a good name for this? So I would put it like this. It's the flock versus the pack in the Cascade Clash.
That's way too many words.
I know, but when you're talking about the Cascade Clash is what I actually would call it.
Okay.
But you're already poo-pooing the flock versus the pack. I know when you say the flock.
No, I'm not poo-pooing that. It was just whole thing together is
yeah,
too many
I know
words.
It's too long, but I'm thinking it's the Cascade Clash. But it's the flock versus the pack because it's a flock of pack.
I like both of them.
But it moves into kind of how you want to describe this.
Cascade Clash is a good one. I like that a lot. Is it called the Border War?
Border War. So there's a guy, college sports on Sirius XM. Guy Haberman put something out, and he put four ideas. His first idea was the Cascade Cup. The Riot.
That sounds like soccer.
It does. The Riot for Rainier.
In soccer, they actually have the Cascadia Cup. That's what the Sounders and the Timbers play for, I believe.
Yeah.
Wait, the Rain...
Riot for Rainier, which is in Washington.
Yeah, nobody cares about that one.
The Uncivil War.
But that skews right. way more
and
to
Buck,
Oregon.
I think this is you're going to like this one. The Largest Outdoor Smokeout.
Wow.
Get it? Because two states that have make it legal.
Why is Buck going to like that?
I don't know. I thought he was going to go barbecue.
I have a smoker at home.
Are you
he's a
pothead?
No,
are you
he's
a
not
pothead,
pothead
Buckley?
He's not a
no,
pothead,
because
Bucker.
Of my smoker.
Sure.
Yeah.
I like the World's Largest Outdoor Smokeout. That one is good.
It's got some punniness to it.
Yeah.
It?
Yeah.
I like the Cascade Clash.
I like Cascade Clash is the best out of all of those.
I like when they alliterate also. So that for that reason, I like Cascade Clash.
Can you take the I-5 rivalry?
I thought that was originally, that was the
Blazer Sonics. Guess what? It's not there anymore.
Yeah.
The Sonics.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it can
I thought there was, there's a river separating us. So I was like, all right, is there, you got a river
Seattle's
this thing.
Seattle's a long way. Seattle and Eugene are so far away from the Columbia, though. You know?
I know. I thought about volcanoes, too, because we both got cool volcanoes in our state.
The Walton Cup. Have you ever seen a volcano?
Have you ever been to a volcano?
Have you ever been to a volcano?
Let's see. What do they call it? Oregon, both Seattle and Washington and Oregon are on the rim of fire, right? Where do we do the tectonic, do something with tectonic plates? Because both cities, schools are going to be destroyed by the big one.
Ooh. Hey, Keith and the garbage truck. How about this? The Ooh. Pain and the rain.
What about the big one?
The big one?
There's the big game.
I don't know. That's implying
the game.
That. It's implying
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it is. The pain in the rain. Mm-hmm. Rain rivalry, Rain Bowl, P1 Rufio.
The subduction
says.
Series.
Yeah, there we go.
The subduction zones. Of-
the Pacific Rim Job.
Did you say what? Come on, you read that. Yeah, that was a Freudian slip there.
Man. The Lava Cup. No, I don't like that one much.
Where do you think, though, where do you think you could take from a rivalry standpoint, get on a boat and get on a boat?
Boats and Hoes Cup.
Yeah. But but take a boat from Portland to actually, and then dock it right at your stadium.
I think the river gets too low in too many spots from Portland to Eugene.
No, but you could take a boat. You
this one from the Better You Today text line rhymes, the Northwest Slugfest.
Ooh. Northwest Slugfest. The dreary...
You could take out depressed and just make it the dreary duel.
Yeah, the dreary duel. The hazy duel. You know, we're a little hazy time this time. Yeah, things a little IP. Yeah,
yeah, man. Yeah, Cascade Clash, I think, is
Can we put a poll lead. Up, Buck? Can we do our own poll?
Sure.
Let's take some of the best ones here and let's see what the
USC
fans like.
USC and UCLA playing the big one.
Oh, they do?
I thought they also called that the Crosstown Showdown.
Hmm. Yeah. I didn't know.
And I think what the battle for 405,
the Cascade Rumble,
something like that.
The smokeout, wouldn't that be Cal Oregon? That's a good point.
Yeah, that would be. That's a good point.
Yeah, no one outside the West Coast would understand what Cascade is referring to. I mean, it's the Red River rivalry is pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, it's a Red River.
I mean, it names the Red Right. So it'd be like the Cascade Mountain Clash.
Yeah. I mean, but Cascades, I mean, if you don't know, I mean, that's just there. I don't know. But we got all our mountains. Just go right down. Share it. We share that mountain range.
That's right. Then what do you play for? The Corridor War?
Volcano. You play for a volcano trophy. That just volcano. I don't know. I mean, something.
The Blue State Brawl.
Can we get like a Yeti or some sort of...
Like a cooler?
Well, no.
Oh,
like a Bigfoot, like a Bigfoot trophy, or something like that.
Be good.
Squatch.
Play for the Squatch.
You're right. Play for the Squatch.
Okay.
All right.
Work in progress. We still need to work on this. I like all of these though. The rain game. Rain game is one.
Only pain issue, in the like, rain. Well, what happens when you're playing in perfectly clear conditions? Does it kind of ruin the name of the rivalry?
It does. That's what it does.
Because the circumstantial weather won't work.
Yeah, the weather was beautiful last year in Eugene.
oh, geez. You guys have dirty minds, and I can't even read most of them. The Angry Liberal Cup.
The Angry Liberals.
The Knight Bundy Memorial Classic.
Mm-hmm. The Interstate Debate.
I'm going to tell you how good I am.
Yeah, that leaves
that sounds, that
an open door
funny.
To
yeah.
master jokes all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
The Soy Boy Cup.
Have we did that? The Soy Boys versus the... Ooh.
Okay, 55305. Let's put a poll up, Buck. We need to have some of these. The Gorge Grudge. Ooh, I actually like that, even though the Gorge is...
Not even close to Seattle.
Doesn't matter. Is the Red River close to Austin?
Maybe.
I don't even know where the...
Probably. It splits the states, right? Doesn't it? Split the states?
See, so that here? Could make it... So that could give us some... It. Oh,
but,
my God.
But
it's
we're
nowhere
sharing.
Near.
But we're sharing the Cascade Mountains. Yeah, I don't know.
It's only they call it the Red River Rivalry because it goes through Dallas. It's near Dallas. It doesn't go through Dallas. It goes near Dallas. So
the Northwest Knockout, Northwest Knockabout sounds like something you get down in the down south.
Yeah, that sounds like never mind.
Walkabout.
I was going to take a shot at the state of Alabama. I will refrain from doing that. I'm not going to do it. War of the North, Game of Thrones, Pac-12 North. Lynn on Twitter. Recommends that one.
War of the North.
I actually like that.
I like the War of the North. The Thrones.
Winter's coming. You play for a throne.
Play for a throne.
And winter is coming because after fall is winter.
I know, but we're gonna get into trademark issues with Game of Thrones.
Screw them.
I know.
All right.
The Subaru Showdown.
Cool. All right. 55305. The Sasquatch Slobberknocker. all right.
Oh, this is a great point, Dusty.
What?
This is one of the greatest brand rivalries also this year. It's Nike versus Adidas.
Ooh.
How about that?
Swoosh versus Stripes.
Swoosh versus the Stripes.
Yeah, but eventually Washington will get sick of Adidas and come back.
I don't think so. I think they're in for the long haul.
The Birkenstock Bash.
I like that. Another big shoe reference that is fitting.
The soggy slobber knocker.
Yeah, that's a good one. What if it's not soggy?
Oh, it's always soggy.
Recycle, reduce, reuse rivalry.
This is getting bad. We don't have enough space for all these.
Presented by Sesame Street.
We got to get this down to four.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.